Truman.
Hey, sorry, I tried to call you and it went straight to voicemail. So here's my read on it. You're right. Basically, if you swap out, so you look at March, April, May, or April, May, June, the only difference is you're swapping one month for the other. The differences are negligible. Here's my thought process. There's two ways to look at it. You could make the argument, you could say, hey, look, yeah, well, you have a really good March and then kind of a weaker April and a weaker May. But in this case, you have a week, you have April may be kind of weak, and then you have a stronger June. So it's two halves, one dozen. Here's what I would propose to you. The decision really comes down to is it worth for you to push? If it's worth it for you to push and you're okay saying, hey, look, I'm okay with a small chance and I'm okay with a small chance of something happening to this loan and me having to wait to reapply for a month for this specific program or having to get a different program, then you go for it. Because at the point you're saying, hey, look, at this point I'm not signing for 180, so go for it. The worst they can say is no, or the worst they can do is cancel the loan. However, if you think that you really want to use this program, it's in my best interest to tell you not to push. Because the way that I see it happening is, my thought is, it will go to my guy, it will go to the person that I need to go to, and they'll say, hey, look, don't push it with the underwriter, just keep it as is. They'll probably not know the answer, and they'll probably have, because I'm more experienced than they are, and their answer will probably see, well, we're going to have to roll the dice with underwriting. And so basically, are you willing to roll the dice to net 20 extra grand? Because the only difference I see here is the revenues trend the same and the balance ends lower. That's not me beating you up. Underwriters usually are a bunch of monkeys on computers playing with numbers. They don't have real world experience half the time. And so and that's not a degrading thing. That's they're number crunchers. And so my thought process is this. If you push, especially because that NSF hit you towards the end of the month, I think ultimately it's a dice roll. I don't think, though, most importantly, I think the best you could probably expect is you could expect someone to come back and say, okay, you're going to go from 160 to 170. I looked at the file before, and the underwriter was like, they're already on the fence. So Ruben's true answer is, if you push, it's a dice roll. I don't think it will really help you, but I'm more than happy to push for you because my goal is to earn your business and help your company out.
Let me say, so we're at 86,000 on the one loan, right?
Quarter spot, correct.
And the one loan, so if we're doing 2,500 a week towards that loan, so it could possibly in 2 weeks be down to 80 grand.
Correct.
So if I get a for 160.
Let's take a look at this. Hold on 1 second.
So when does that approval go bad?
If I can put you on hold, my phone won't connect if I walk from my office, but I can just go pull it up on the funding department's computer. So I don't wait for them to respond to me via message. Can you give me like 10 minutes? Or I'm sorry, like 2 minutes?
Yeah.
I'm just going to put you on hold, okay? Give me a second.
What? I need it by Friday. I wonder if they do, because I took two from them. So do they reload, or do they not update their stock 2 weeks ago? Can you call them and ask them if they physically have it there? Perfect. Yeah? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, if you want to set all that up, sure. Yeah. It's fine.
Hey.
Yeah.
So I think you're good until the 15th. It's either the 15th or the 10th, but I'm double checking. So on this program, I'm about 99.999% sure they do not require the month-to-date or the. On most programs, they were going to require that month-to-date bank statement before funding, but on this one, they don't. I would tell you though, if it's the 10th and today is the 5th, 6th, 7th is Thursday, 8th is Friday, 10th is the 10th is Sunday, the 15th is next Friday. If I'll find out for sure, but it should be the 15th, but what I would suggest to you is it's never good to play with fire. So I'd say if you wanted to move forward with this without rolling the dice, you should have everything signed and funded before Friday. So God forbid anything comes up, I can grab it from you so there's no issues. Basically, what that would mean is we'd have signed docs in, I'd send it to funding to clear, and I'd come back to you and say, hey, John, everything's ready to fund. You just need your quarter spot balance down to X, and the windset balance paid off, and you're good to go. That's my thoughts.
Because potentially they would, if it goes past the 15th,
Here's what I think. I think your approval will stay the same, right? I have to be like... I had a conversation with another customer the other day, and I clearly told them on their approval, I'm like, look, man, what you're doing, you're pushing so much, you're gonna. You ever see Tommy Boy, by the way, or no?
Yeah, I did.
You know when he's like playing with his sail and he rips it apart? That's what I told my customer. Now, you're not that customer. You actually know the process. You run a great business. You've been in business for a long time, and you have a great approval of the most important thing. The reality is it's just stretching, and you don't want your file. I thought that I'm trying to insult you, but if your file goes, there's enough pushing because realistically, they're supposed to be on this specific program. They're supposed to be at 75-75. So they're really supposed to be at 150. They're already at 160, and they're trying to cover their butts and say, hey, look, as long as you use 75K off this balance, we're good to go. Now, the only thing that I've asked for, which I should have gotten an answer last week, which I didn't, is I asked, can you do 160 over 15 months? Because if you do 150 over 16 months, you can renew quicker, and I want to at least give you that option. The request was probably not. The approval for 15 months was 130, but I just want to give you that option. But my thought process is, it's not perfect. It's not exactly what you need. But if the loan does interest you and there are a lot of high points of this loan, to kind of walk through the math, my estimate, and you can call quarter spot, my estimated balance for quarter spot is about 86K. Those are the numbers that I ran. Your balance has to be no more than 75 grand total payoffs. So if we assume your balance with quarter spot is $86,000 and we assume your balance with Windset is 2 grand, that means you're going to get 13 grand. You're going to net 85, so you're realistically netting $72,000. because your current balance as of the 10th was 98,000. So if we assume your quarter slot balance is about 86 grand, you're having to pay down to 75. You're having to pay down to 75, but your loan is for 160. So if you pay down to 75, you net $85,000, and you have to use the math, and to get 85,000, you have to pay down by about 13. So realistically, you're netting about 72 grand with keeping your payment cheaper under this loan scenario. The whole issue that I don't want to beat a dead horse because you're not a horse and I don't beat you, but the whole issue is there's tons of people that will lend you money. We're just the most, I think, friendly out there. And look, if at the end of the day people need second positions, it is what it is. I just have a huge issue of saying, hey, John, take a short-term loan, and then if you do this amount of money over 12 months, the ability for you to get a second position is very little because the debt obligation just it rises.
Yeah.
I'm more than willing to roll the look. Hey, I'm more than willing to roll the dice. I just don't. For me, it's a calculated risk. And if I thought on this specific program that there was a significant chance where your approval would go up, I'd say go for it. I'd say, hey, look.
Why don't you do this? Can you get me the exact amounts for those two loans, and then that way I know exactly what I'm doing?
Yeah, so let me give. So I can get it from Winset. I can't get it from Quarter Spot.
Which one's the Quarter Spot one?
Let me give you their phone number.
Is Quarter Spot the larger amount?
Quarter Spot, yeah, let me give you their phone number.
Can you give that? I'll tell Sarah you're going to call her and give her the information so she can check and see what it is at.
Okay, yeah. What's her phone number?
Hold on. It's 360-689-4454. Give it about 10 minutes and I'll let her know that you're calling.
Okay, you got it.
All right.
All right.